Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for February 1st. A couple of episodes ago, I mentioned that Fox and BBC Worldwide are working together to see if Torchwood can be brought to a major American network. Well, in that original Hollywood Reporter article, there was also a tossed-off reference to the BBC's Jane Tranter exploring the possibilities of an American Doctor Who as well. And again, one potential reaction is, everybody panic! Well, former editor Gary Gillett suggested a different reaction in DWM 400, essentially that there's only so far Doctor Who can grow as a BBC property, and would an American remake really be that bad? Reactions in the next issue's letters were mixed, shall we say. Well, like I did a couple of podcasts ago, let's look at some things that would have to happen for an American Doctor Who to work in the first place. First, it has to be true to the core concept. Eccentric alien with contemporary companion travels time and space and rights wrongs. Second, it would have to deviate from its British origins in some ways for a mass American audience. The notion of the TARDIS being a police box would likely have to go in favor of some American analog. More significantly, the American TV business is less hospitable to family drama than even the BBC was in 2005. It would have to appeal to a slightly older audience, the Smallville and the Heroes set. And third, it would have to start over, a true remake. The failure of the 96 TV movie showed in part that American audiences want to get in on the ground floor. So, an American Doctor Who could start over from the beginning, with a first Doctor of some sort on the run from Gallifrey, which still exists, perhaps with a granddaughter, perhaps with a working chameleon circuit, who knows? Perhaps you could even formalize it as a parallel universe, with an intercontinental crossover between the two shows, maybe? So, I think it can be done. Should it? Well, while I'm all for an American version of Torchwood, I have to say that I don't want to see it happen for Doctor Who. An American Doctor Who would never replace the original in the hearts of the British public, but American corporate money and marketing, and 24 hours of programming a year if it took off, might dilute or even overwhelm the BBC's series around the world. That's not inevitable. Doctor Who's status as a British institution doesn't have to be threatened by an American reimagining. But why risk it? And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for 1 February 2010. I'd like to thank Paul Cornell for mentioning the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast on his blog at paulcornell.com. Thank you for the hat tip. Paul also mentioned an intriguing charity in London called the Centerpoint that gives homeless young people a future, giving them a warm, dry, safe room for up to 2 years, counseling and support, training and careers advice, and life skills to help prepare them to live independently. Check them out at Centerpoint Room, that's C-E-N-T-R-E, pointroom.org.uk. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, on iTunes, on Twitter, and Facebook. The account for both of those is numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening.